the You Look Familiar podcast. Is this loud enough for you, Chetty Nasty?
Too loud.
Okay, good. Welcome, ladies and fuckermen, to the You Look Familiar podcast.
No, it's me.
Well, y'all are fuckermen, so.
I can't say that's a family-friendly podcast.
No.
What the fuck? I didn't. Chad, you're so behind, buckaroo.
I feel like we haven't been here forever. I miss you guys. Neither Kyra nor I have a yeast infection.
Or a UTI. But I'm drinking cranberry juice. And it's not good, kids. But Chad's house doesn't have anything better, so here we are.
There's plenty of stuff here.
Yeah, chocolate milk, and I don't like chocolate milk.
And then there's Chad. Chad, do you have a UTI?
Not currently.
Okay.
Can males get those?
Yes, Dad gets them all the time.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm. It's very rare.
So does he go to the doctor, or does he just...
Yes, he got them all the time when he was little.
Really?
Yes.
Helen took them in.
Helen.
That's our best friend. Carry on. Who am I?
I already introduced y'all. What's new with y'all? Apparently, we're only doing two segments now because Chad doesn't love us.
Yeah, because Chad is being a poopy pants and only focusing on his other podcast. So.
We're consolidating segments.
Fuck that. No, we're not.
Unless we have a guest.
For all my coworkers listening, thank y'all. I won't disappoint.
Let's call your coworkers. I want to talk to them.
I don't have any of their
numbers.
Oh
my God, can we talk about how none of them have added me on Facebook yet?
None of them have added me on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, yeah, a lot of them, well, like five of
Maybe
them
Maybe they'll
have.
Add Kyra first.
Well, I'm a little mad because, you know, I thought since we're twins that they would just add us both, and I haven't had anyone try to add me yet.
Maybe you should initiate it, and I'll tell you.
I don't know who they are.
We'll look
they
them up.
They know me.
They do because just last night, one of the girls was on our website, and she's like, oh, who's this lady with the pig? And I was like, my sister.
Do you listen to the podcast, Brittany? Good
Apparently
Lord.
Not. It's not Brittany. I work with Brittany. I don't work with Brittany. Shelly Paul emailed me.
Oh, my God. I know Shelly Paul. That's my teacher.
She didn't email me. She sent an email to my DO, no, my manager. Who,
about what?
About, like, being a counselor when the counselors aren't there.
What's new with everyone, friends?
As you can already tell, Chad and I have officially moved in together.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in segment two or segment three, whatever we're doing. I don't even know.
Coming up.
Chad's already cutting off my privileges.
I just come here for food.
No segment two. No cleaning the house. No doing laundry. No redecorating. No emptying out the vacuum.
Literally didn't say any of those things.
He said all of those things. Kyra, what's new with you? Hold on, I'm going to crack my neck. Did you hear that?
Nope.
That was very dramatic.
How about that?
Nope.
Okay, what's new with you?
Yeah, I don't really do a lot. I just wait for my sister to come home and say hi. You know, I've been bonding a lot with Biscuit because now he can't sleep in Kelsey's room. So I wake up every morning to him, like, on my face.
Does he do the lick?
On my pillow, lick. my other pillow that I don't use, so
the
it's
one
fine.
Where I lay.
Yeah. So there's that. That's about it. What's new with you, Chadillac?
Well, since Kelsey's moved in, I haven't really slept very well.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Mostly due to the fact that she elbows me in the face like four times a night.
Yeah, she does.
What the fuck ever?
No, when we slept together, you move like you're about to
the
fight
whole
someone.
Night. She is swinging her elbows. She is kicking her feet. She's
okay,
doing everything
under the
sun.
Okay, but she has spent the night many times before you moved in. You've never noticed that?
I mean, I did, but
now
I didn't think it was going to be an every
it.
Night thing.
So when I went to my narcolepsy doctor, she was like, do you have any like weird movements during your sleep?
And did you say no?
No, I was like, my boyfriend says that I move my feet a lot and that my elbows like hit him a lot and then I do like a lot of up and down motions.
Well, you sleep with your arms like over your head like the whole night. Like so your elbow's always up in the air.
I didn't know that. But I said that to her and she's like, yes, that's classic of narcolepsy. And I was like, thank you.
Thank you.
I know.
Do I get a badge for that, ma'am?
I should. I should also get a badge in what's for dinner.
You want to know what these biatches made me? So
No. What Kelsey made you.
So I thought I was getting mashed potatoes, gravy.
Nobody said
and
that.
Meatballs. Okay, well, I saw the gravy part. So normally, so this whole time I'm at work and I'm starving. And I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for some taters and some gravy. I get to their house and you all know what they had? Rice. Rice. And then they're like, yeah, you just put the gravy on the rice. And then here's a piece of bread and you put some butter on it. And I was like, what the hell do you guys do over here?
Meatballs and rice with gravy. It was
Brenda's recipe. Shout out to Brenda Himmelsbach and her twin brother, Mike.
I have literally never even heard of rice and gravy.
Neither have I.
See? There's literally a Wikipedia page for
Norwegians or something. Canada, Louisiana. Maybe.
It's very good. Highly recommend. 5 out of 5.
And Jackie's gravy is better.
It wasn't terrible. If I was a starving child in Africa, properly, it's really good. I probably would have loved it.
What was not made accurately about it?
It wasn't the same as Brenda's.
What have you guys been making for supper?
Oh my God.
So many meals.
I'm usually not home for supper. So I usually.
We're on like different schedules. So.
Literally opposite schedules. So I usually make myself a sandwich, some celery salad, some cucumbers, some broccoli, some carrots, cauliflower, cucumbers with some ranch. Mm-hmm. What else have I made? Oh, some chicken ranch casserole. And then Chad just starves because nothing I ever make is good enough, so.
Yeah, fair enough. If I had to feed Chad, oh my God, I would just make him starve because that boy.
The stroganoff's good.
I'm not going to have stroganoff every night of my life.
I'm with Kelsey on this. And Chad doesn't eat leftovers, so.
So, yeah, I make the stroganoff, and I made the rice and mashed potato, or rice and...
Yeah, no mashed potatoes.
Anyway, what's new with you, honey?
I moved in here, and now I have to cook every night, which is such a struggle.
No, you do not.
I have to pack myself meals.
I've packed your meals for you.
Oh, she's still not doing that? Because Jacqueline would do them for her.
Mm-hmm. No, Chad packs me... A frozen casserole from Jackie. And then he'll put like a granola bar and like a Rice Krispie bar and like a cookie, like a store-bought cookie in saran wrap in my lunch bag for me.
So and Doritos.
One thing of actual food and then like.
And a small pack of Doritos.
And a pack or two.
Are you and I gave you chicken and stars.
Oh, yes, and he gave me a can of chicken and stars, which, mind you, I can't bring cans.
With a bowl.
I can't bring cans into the prison, so I have to empty it into the bowl so that they can see what's in it.
Nor is it really stars, because Kelsey had that. Well, I stole it from your house, and then I brought it to my house.
I think Chad bought the legitimate chicken and stars, and those were shaped like stars.
Okay, well, the great value, those are not stars.
It's just chicken in circles, really.
That's true. Well, coming up in segment 2, friends, we're going to be doing some relationship advice with our expert on staff here.
Here I am, kids.
We're going to be getting some medical advice from our staff nurse.
Hello.
We're going to play a game of Mad Libs, most likely.
Oh, God.
We better.
And we're going to have Anything Goes. So that's what's coming up.
Blessing.
Can we just skip to Anything Goes and that I feel like you are very...
In the meantime, do we have a Schultz household update, Kyra?
I can't.
We do.
Do we need sad piano music for this? Or?
No. Well, the first one is Jackie's on a new diet.
Oh, blessings.
And I'm actually very proud of her. She's actually doing really good. She's lost like 12 or 13 pounds already.
I remember her saying that when we went out to eat.
Yeah, so actually, go her.
Good job, Jackie.
Yes. Round of applause. We even went to Pizza Hut the other day. Pizza Ranch. There we go. The other day. And she only had a salad. So I was very proud of her. I know.
That's like $18 for a salad.
I know. She did. She had a little bit of chicken, but she took the skin off, so she just ate the pure chicken and then like a huge salad. That's it. Yeah,
salads.
Oh God. So go, Jacqueline.
Good job, Jackie.
Also, I'm currently plant sitting. That is the worst job I've ever had in my entire life, and these things are going to die, and I'm very stressed, and people need to come home so they don't die on my watch. I also brought Biscuit with me today because he wanted to come with, and he pooped in their yard.
How do you screw up plant sitting?
Oh, in their yard. That's fine.
In their yard, yeah.
That's fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking because I need to go back tomorrow and try to find it because I could not find it.
It's fertilizer. It's fine.
So it's fine.
It's fine.
Chad, what did you say?
How do you screw up plant sitting?
They die on my watch.
How many plants are we talking about?
Deanne has them literally bordering her house.
So are you not doing the one thing that you're supposed to do and watering them?
No, I am, but I just don't have a green thumb. That's never been me. You know, I'm very stressed.
Isn't there like a son-in-law or somebody who could, you know?
Yeah, what the hell? Also, they have a cat. So I went in, God, when did they leave? Like Sunday? Sunday they left late in the afternoon. So I was like, Deanne, probably.
Where?
To the lake.
Which lake?
Sacagawea.
Sacagawea?
Yes. So I was like, okay, well, Deanne probably watered her plants on, like, before they left, because those are her babies. So then I went over there the next day, and I went inside to see how the cat was doing, and I couldn't find the cat, and I was like, well, I probably just scared it. Like, it's fine. So then the next day, I went over and watered the plants, you know. God, she has a lot of freaking plants. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go inside and check how the cat is. And I was like, I cannot find this cat anywhere, and the cat still did not poop. So I was like, okay, this is not good. So I'm, like, messaging Braylon, freaking out. I was like, dude, where is the cat? And she goes, oh, my God, did you leave the door open? And I was like, no, I didn't leave the door open. Like, I'm positive. And she goes, okay. She's like, he's probably under someone's bed. So I'm over here turning lights and on, and I'm like, here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Naturally, as one does. The universal call for a missing cat.
Trying to find this thing. And I was like, Braylon, I literally cannot find him. So, like, I'm really stressed out. And she's like, no, he's in there somewhere. And I was like, no, I cannot find him. And I honestly almost started crying because I was like, did I lose this freaking cat? And then eventually she texts and she goes, yeah, we took the cat to, like, a cat sitter. I don't know who the hell is a fucking cat sitter. But I was like, why would you not tell me that? Because I was so stressed and trying to find this cat for 2 days straight. And I was concerned it wasn't pooping.
Why can't Braylon watch the plants and the cat?
Braylon's with them.
Oh.
They all went to the lake.
Wait, are these plants on the outside or the inside?
They're all outside, but they literally, like,
then why do you have to go inside?
Because I wanted to see how the cat was doing. And the cat wasn't even there. I just figured cats can live, like, by themselves for months. Why would you take them to a cat sitter? Can't, like, that's why you have a cat, because they can, like, be fine, right?
I think I've never had a cat, but it's supposed to storm tonight, so you probably won't have to water them tomorrow.
That is true.
I think it's going to miss us, actually.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you look?
My phone was going nuts.
Oh, no. I was really excited.
Well, let's move it on to some errors and omissions. And I actually don't think we have any other than our the presidential talk that we had that really riled up AJ.
AJ's very pissed about that.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
I'm sure there are several errors.
Guys, presidents. How many presidents
do you need? We're not doing this again.
I went to Medora and I learned a lot about Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay, that's
I saw him on the street. And then he was on the musical. He was on a horse.
How is he so many places?
Ooh. I don't know. He's a man of many talents.
Yes, he is.
Yep. Teddy Roosevelt. Abraham Lincoln. Barack Obama. Trump. Did I say Washington? George Washington?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There is JF Kennedy. Oh, there's Jackson. Wait, there was a Jackson.
Michael?
That's a singer. Could you tell me how he went from black to white?
President Jackson, known for moonwalking.
I have a serious question.
They changed the melanin in his skin.
Like, we could do that today?
Did you guys see that spooky ghost that just turned my microphone?
I'm sure your wine cooler just hit your thing. Why do you have a bruise on your arm?
Because I'm doing drugs now. I showed you this already. For work, we have to get tested every damn week for COVID.
Oh, my God. So does the U Mary football team. And five of them tested positive.
Perfect.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have a season.
Probably not.
One of our coworkers at FedEx's wife tested positive, and so he has to stay home for like 3 weeks now.
2 weeks.
Jokes
Let's
on him.
Let's not be dramatic now, Chad.
It's two or three.
It's two because...
And then he has to use up all his vacation and sick days.
Yeah,
to do that.
So one of the girls that I work with directly, her boyfriend also works at the prison. He tested positive. He had to use up his vacation time. And then she also had to be quarantined because she was in, quote unquote, close contact with him.
Well, obviously.
And she told me this, that she was in close contact with him. And I was like, I got you, girl. Got you. So she had to stay home for
Wait,
2 weeks.
Wait, are they not officially dating?
No, they are.
Oh, then why is it a secret?
It's just funny because she's like my age and her mom works at the prison also.
Jesus, is this a family-owned business?
No.
Do they have social workers out at the prison?
Yes, I've told you to come work for us.
What do they do?
They work socially.
But what do they do for the prisoners? You should find out.
Like,
ask.
They help them get jobs and, like, how, like, surviving in the real world after they've been locked up for 30-some years.
No shit. That would be something actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I fucking told you, and you get free help. Are they nice? The social workers? Yes.
Yeah. Have you met them?
The only mean people I've met at work are, like, a few COs. Very few and in between.
Okay, but have you met the social workers?
They're not, I don't know if they're, like, direct social workers. They're, like, addiction counselors with, like, social
I'm getting a minor in that.
Yeah, you'd be fine at it. I told you you could do it. Or, like, they're just, like, regular counselors or, like, therapists. Mm. Or it's just, like, they just come up under treatment department. So you'd be treatment.
Oh, my God.
So you'd be 8 to 5
that would
Monday
be
through Friday.
So fun.
You get 800-plus people. On your work case, so.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Go for it, Kyra.
Well, I've and heard I can that get you a job, so.
Oh my gosh, true. Do you get a sign-on bonus? Like, if I would get a job and I said you referred me?
I think so, because I think Dallas got one.
Oh my God, let's
And then you
it.
Get, well, no, you get, like, 3,000. Well, I got, like, 3,000. I don't know how much Dallas got.
Oh my God, I bet Dallas got, like, 5,000.
I don't know, but, yeah, I could easily get you a job.
Ooh. Let's do some shout-outs.
All my coworkers are listening from the pen.
Yeah, and they still haven't added me.
All my coworkers from the pen. I'm not going to call you up because that might be a
I
breach.
Will.
Brittany. Brittany works in the treatment department. She's nice. We
okay,
like
but
her.
That's just like a generic name. That's Brittany's, like Becky.
No, Brittany's very nice. We like her. She just moved here.
We'll think about that.
Shout out to... I'm not even going to talk... Jazzy Lowe might be mad at me. I don't know.
Jazzy Lowe
Most likely.
And AJ Lowe made the cutest baby ever. Well, he's not a baby anymore. He's a child.
When's
he's a
Jazzy
grown
having
man.
Another baby?
Yeah, Jazzy,
she
when
cannot,
are you due?
No, she cannot have another baby until she moves to North Dakota so I could steal the baby.
Well, she's drinking wine tonight, so maybe.
So she's not preggo.
She might be. We don't
How
know.
Old is Martin right now?
3.
Oh, yeah, you
How
gotta
do you
give
not
it
know
more
this?
Time. You gotta give it more time.
I was 3 when you were born.
Yeah, and we hated each other because there wasn't a big enough age gap.
I hated you because you would get me in trouble on purpose.
Maybe I hated you.
No.
I don't remember. I was 1.
Who else is a patron supporter, friends?
Kevin!
Kevin invited me to his campsite. He invited me to shower at his campsite.
Oh, my God, did you?
No.
I don't think he invited you. He just showed you the camper and showed you the
Kelsey
bathroom.
Was beyond drunk when she went over to Kevin's camper.
I was because that was the day it was like 99 degrees in Mandan. So me and Chad were like, let's go to the campground. And we get out there and there's just this big party and Brenda Himmelsbach's twin brother was there.
No way he was there. We've met him.
They have an older set of siblings that are also twins, boy and girl. Anyways, I saw Brooke Johnson got a tattoo, and it was not with me.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it with, like, a relative, maybe?
We don't like her. Anyways.
No, I bet we do like her.
I don't think we do. I don't think so. She got a tattoo, though, and she likes to go to Chiras and Tequilas and puke in the bathrooms.
And I just don't know why we haven't played her theme song,
She was at the paddle trap today.
She was at the paddle trap. Coming in at 5'7", drinking those fish bowls at Charis and Tequila, going to the paddle trap today and drinking that alcoholic beverage.
What's her favorite drink of choice?
Fish I'll bowl. Have to ask. Probably margaritas, maybe.
Mm.
She
Any
likes
particular
Cider
flavor?
Boys.
She does like Cider Boys, the apple one.
Mm-hmm. We've got Bro. Johnson!
North Dakota Thunder! Did they do that in the musical?
Oh my God, that rocketed down my throat.
That's what she said.
And why did Brooke get a theme song here?
Because she's our newest Patreon member.
Like all of my bitch-ass coworkers should be.
Yeah. Ooh, what would be funny is if we got a new Patreon member and they only had the song for 1 week. Because then, like, Brooke Johnson's had this for, like, 18 weeks.
And then Brooke would unsubscribe and then resubscribe so she could get it back.
She likes this song. Mm-hmm. I work at Brooke Johnson's location next week. All day.
I have an update for y'all. Brooke Johnson's dog did not die.
That's very important.
Okay, I thought that he died.
That was a horrible post, Brooke Johnson. I thought that.
What was the post?
I thought he died. What's his name? Miko?
Odin?
Odin?
Easily confused.
She had a fucking picture, and it was like something about this has been the hardest week of my life, and it was a picture of Odin, and then like a flowers jar and three things of flowers, a jar, and it looked kind of like an urn. I'm not gonna lie.
Do dogs get cremated?
Yes. You can. They have a new pet funeral. One of the funeral homes is like now they extended to have a pet funeral place now.
A lot of the veterinarian places do pet crematory too.
We just bury our dogs under our trees, but
our
then we moved.
Chihuahua is buried in our yard.
Isn't one of our dogs underneath that big tree? Isn't that where Oreo's at?
Trigger and Oreo are out at the unspeakable family member's farm.
So whose farm was that?
Our uncle's.
Yes. They're blessings. Our two
okay,
dogs.
Okay, but I thought we had one of our dogs buried under that big pine tree.
No, April moved down to Texas. I think she got made into tacos.
I don't remember April.
You were young. Ira was very, very, very young. She was blind and deaf. She was a Dalmatian. And Trigger lived to be about 17 years old.
Yeah, he did.
And he just, like, randomly died one day. I got out of the shower one day, and Mom knocked on the door, and she was like, Trigger died, and I lost it.
Okay, but Trigger was old, and he was going blind, and he was also going deaf, wasn't he?
Yeah, he ran into the yard, the clothesline out in the yard several times. And he got lost a couple times. I think he just couldn't see and just started walking.
Well, like, he was blind.
Yeah, he would go like on our walking paths though, because he was found on like 6th, where it goes up by the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to former officer Miller, oh God, what's his name? Chris. Yeah, Chris Miller actually found him.
Mm-hmm, I heard that.
And brought him back to us.
I think Oreo's buried under that tree. I'm gonna text Dad. Keep talking.
Okay.
We'll call him later and find out.
Then our Chihuahua passed away. She had cancer, and Mom and Dad decided to put her down, and I hated them for it.
Yeah, that was hard.
And now we have Biscuit and Riley.
Let's move along to some fun and weird facts, friends.
No.
Who's got a good one?
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of our Patreon members and fun facts, Jazzy Lowe is mad at me because I don't know the laws of the Postal Service.
Okay, well, Kelsey has a lot of questions, so.
Too many, one might say.
No, I just want to know where I can find reliable sources.
Mm-hmm.
Jazzy is the source.
The legality. Because here's what happened, y'all. I moved in with Chad.
I have my facts ready.
Me too.
I moved in with Chad, and I had some bills.
But apparently we're not there yet.
I had some bills I need to pay off, and I couldn't pay them online. So I needed to order some stamps. So I ordered them, and there were so many. There was 1 centers. There was 5 centers. There was 10 centers.
Yeah, what does one use a 1 center for?
I don't know. And I asked Jazzy. I was like, how the fuck do I know what to use? How do I know?
Chad, what's your fun fact?
Well, Kyra, my fun fact is for you specifically.
Why is that on the floor?
Because...
Where did that come from? Right here?
Okay.
This is falling off.
I'm listening.
A 7-year-old mini pig named Joy, owned by Don Bleeker, claims the world record for most tricks by a pig in 1 minute.
Oh my God.
Such as what?
Within 60 seconds, Joy can perform 13 tricks.
Oh my God, what does
she
Joy do?
She can sit. She can shake hands.
Ow!
She can wait.
She can wait.
She can ignore a treat when prompted and then gobble it up when prompted again. She can reverse.
She wait, like back that ass up? Or
I don't know.
It just says reverse. She I can think she's backing that ass up.
Dance.
Oh my God.
She can honk a horn. She can play a few keys on the piano.
Oh my God.
She can remove a ring.
Wow.
She can knock over a pin.
What kind of pin?
And she can pick up items and roll a ball.
Oh, my God, Joy. You brought me so much joy just listening to that.
So Dawn started training her ever since she was about 10 weeks old.
Oh, my God. What a baby.
Since then, Joy has made appearances and performed tricks at nursing homes and schools for years.
Wait, when you say mini pig, how many are
Joy
we
talking? Claimed her world record in January 2018.
She's probably dead now.
And to top it off, she showed off her skills for a Guinness World Records photo shoot, which can be seen on YouTube.
Let's see it.
I have a picture.
Oh, God, she's a cutie pie.
Oh, she's not that little, though. I was thinking, like, mini.
No, mini pigs usually grow up to be not so mini.
And she's featured in the Guinness World Record 2020 edition.
Oh!
That's this year, folks.
Oh, my God. Pigs are just so smart. You guys Did you like that one, Kyra?
Pigs are omnivores. They eat you.
Yeah, they will. If you want to get rid of a body, give it to a pig. Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
They'll eat it except for the shoes. Unsolved
mystery.
No, fucking Criminal Minds. They'll eat everything but the shoes.
Honey, what's your fun fact?
We'll take the shoes off, obviously.
And then do what with them?
Well, burn them.
Have you done this before, Kyra?
No, but I've watched enough shows that I probably could.
Okay.
That's what someone who's done this before would say.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have Chad by my side.
Okay, so I have a fun fact, but then I have a backup fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Because this makes me so uncomfortable. I don't even like looking at it. I had to screenshot it. So squid, they have thousands of color-changing cells called chromatophores. And they literally change color like chameleons do.
Okay.
And they look like this, but like color-changing. And it makes me so... I have that one thing where it's like fear of holes.
I don't think that's the thing.
Somebody look that up. I have that, and that's what this looks like. I knew you wouldn't like that, so I looked up a secondary fun fact, which is, oh, God, that the USPS, United States Postal Service, is affordable. For 55 cents, anyone can send a letter regardless of geographical location to anywhere in the United States.
Was that a fact?
Yes.
I feel like we knew that.
No, because on the website, you can buy a 1 cent stamp, a 5 cent stamp, a 10 cent stamp. Additionally, the USPS uses zero tax dollars.
Okay.
The Postal Service requires no tax dollars for operating expenses and relies on the sales of postage.
Hey, friend. This is really not interesting.
It
Kyra,
is.
How dare you? We have dozens of listeners who tune in for USPS facts.
I don't know how to send a letter.
You're the only one.
I've sent many letters. My friend Jenna and I, we write letters to one another.
No. Step. You use the stamps that Dad and Mom buy. If you had to buy your own stamps, what would you do? Answer, go.
I would go to the post office and I'd still only put one
I've
stamp on it.
I've literally never had an issue with buying stamps
would
or
you
sending
buy?
Letters.
The 55 cent
How
ones.
The fuck would you know to buy the 55 centers?
Okay, I feel like those are the most popular though.
I would be like, no, I'm a cheap ass. I'm gonna get the 1 centers.
Okay, well, obviously you're gonna need 55 of those.
How would you know that? I was never taped in.
Okay, but that's because you bought them online. I feel like if you would have just went to the post office, like I said, support local.
No, you
would have told you these things.
Don't do that to me. If I go in there, Carrie Hudson-Bueller is going to be holding up the line again.
Yeah, but I feel like they always have such a good selection. Do you know that you can buy stamps at Dan's at the post office there?
I knew you can do that at Dan's, but when I went there and asked them about stamps, they were like, do you want 100 or 500 stamps? And I was like, neither. Thank you for your service. Goodbye.
Well, Dan's doesn't do that many.
The Dan's and Mandan's said that to me.
Well, I go to South Dan's, South Side. And this one time, our Dropbox is right underneath it. So I went to go and check it. And then there was stamps. And then this man was, I like gave it to the post office lady. And I was like, did someone just buy these? And she goes, I think it's that man way over there in that gray sweater. So I go and hunt this man down.
Did you run?
I literally did. And I was like, sir, did you just buy stamps? And he's like, no. And I was like, I just ran my ass across town.
Fair enough.
And this man didn't even, it wasn't even him. So then I just brought them back to her and I was like, well, you're going to have to see if you can find them because I got to get back to work now. Do you guys know one fast food burger can have meat from almost 100 different cows?
Yeah.
It sounds
and
like
horses.
It sounds like a crazy amount, but the ground beef used to make burgers both in fast food places and grocery stores is made of a collection of muscles and tissues from different cows.
Kind of like
Isn't
hot dogs.
Isn't that weird? Yeah, literally, and we eat that stuff like crazy.
No, hot dogs are fucking pig tongues.
Yeah, but it's a bunch of different stuff.
Okay, dude, but I love me some Red Rockets.
You want to know why?
So hot dogs?
Because Red Rockets are nothing but preservatives.
Well, probably, but they're yummy.
I'm going to finish. Kyra's going to speak to you about global warming now.
Oh, my God. So we need to be aware of global warming. Because the
Finally,
manatees.
Finally, someone's talking about it.
The manatees on this earth deserve better.
In y'all, Mexico.
Yes, y'all don't appreciate manatees for the true beauty and fat and everything that they are until you swim and feed one.
And you nurture, hold one.
Yeah, all 3,000 pounds.
You literally have to hold it in place or else.
It floats away.
It does.
It will float away.
Oh, my God. I feel like that was the funnest part. Not even, like, the dolphins. Freaking manatees.
The dolphins were pretty fun. The sea lions, they said that I might get eaten because of my red hair.
Yeah, they smelt bad, too. They smelt like fish.
I think we're going to take a break.
Oh, my God. My bladder is about to explode.
Go use the new guest bedroom. The new guest bathroom. It's renovated.
Okay, we'll be back, guys.
Okay, bye.
Welcome back. I hope you're ready for our segment 2.53. Because I don't know what we're calling it now. We got a lot going
I think that's
for
it.
You.
What
that's
did
what
we
it
just
is.
Get done doing, Kyra?
Oh, okay. So we.
Jesus.
So we recorded the first
we took a
half of this
brief
episode.
Break.
And then I was like, God, I have to pee. So then I peed. And then I think, Chad, did you go get a beer or something downstairs?
Yeah. Yep.
And then Chad,
I thought that was going to be the end of it.
Chad
but...
freaking left for 9 years. So
no,
Kelsey and I were like, let's get this.
No.
Chad, let me talk. So then Kelsey and I were like, let's get this goddamn half bathroom like up and ready. Like,
guest bed
yeah,
bathroom.
She has a shower curtain and everything. Like, let's put it up. So we put that up and then Kelsey put it on wrong. So then we re-put it up and then she still put it on wrong. So then we re-put it on. And then Chad was still in like the garage at this point. So then Kelsey and I were like, oh, we have a shower caddy. Let's get that up. So then we started that, but then we found Chad in the meantime and we're like, wow, we should maybe record the second half of this podcast.
That's not how it happened.
Oh yeah, it is.
No. Chad came back upstairs with his beer ready to record to find Kelsey and Kyra putting up said shower curtain.
Oh, and in the midst of this, Kelsey got this face cleaner thing that looks like an alien, and I cleaned my face.
Oh my God, it's called Tao.com. Get their
so almost toe, but Tao.
Tao. Get their face cleanser and toothbrush. It kills 99.9% of bacteria and it feels fucking orgasmic.
I cleaned my face. It feels very wonderful.
It feels fucking orgasmic.
So
get it.
There is that.
Proud of you. We're gonna jump into some relationship advice here.
Jeez Louise, Chad. I think y'all need some relationship advice.
Yeah, we need some relationship advice.
Coming at you from Reddit here, friends.
Okay, I'm ready.
I don't know the username, so we're just going to skip that part. But we're going to jump right into it. So, my wife and I got into a huge fight because we were talking about having kids, and she said she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom.
Fuck that.
This has never been agreed upon before, and I said no, because I would have to up my hours at work, which I don't want to do. I said that she could take her maternity and maybe the first year off, but after that, she would have to go back to work. We fought for a while, and then I finally gave in a little and said that she could be a stay-at-home mom if she did 100% of all the chores and cooked every night. I basically shouldn't have to lift a finger. She got very upset at this suggestion and tried to kick me out of the house and said not to come back unless I'm going to apologize. I'll admit what I did next was rude, but that's not the point.
That's not the point, kids.
I called her a bitch and said she couldn't kick me out since I own the house.
It's
my parents' old house. She was drinking a beer and hit me in the head with it. Then kneed me in the balls and literally pushed me out the front door and locked it.
Well, honey, if you knee him in the balls, that sperm count goes down. You won't even have kids.
I was tempted to break back in, but I figured a neighbor would call the police and get me shot.
That's really not funny. That's assault.
I don't even know what to do now. There's no way I'm groveling to let to be let back into my own effing house. But at the same time, I can't live with my friend forever. What do I even do? Edit. A lot of people are calling me entitled, but I just don't want to work 70 hours a week. I don't see how not wanting her to quit her job is entitled. I don't see how expecting her to make my life easier if I'm working 70 hours a week is entitled. Also, I think I'm going to file for divorce.
Oh! Okay, fair enough.
Kyra, take it away.
Damn, there's a lot of whirlwinds in there. Okay, I think he started out well by negotiating. He said that she could have maternity leave plus a year off. I feel like that's good because I feel like the first year, if anything, is like, that's where you should be with the baby because the baby needs you, especially if you're breastfeeding. It's a lot easier. It got bad, though.
Real quick. So how do you feel about the middle ground where he said she can be a stay-at-home mom, doesn't have to work if she does all the chores and cooks every night?
See,
do you think that's fair?
Okay, honestly, though, I kind of do. Because, like, if you're a stay-at-home mom, like, sure, you're going to be with the kid, but are you just bumming around? Like, I feel like if you're going to be at home, you might as well be cleaning and cooking and stuff.
So you think that's a fair proposition?
I do, but at the same time, if I'm like, hey, can you take out the garbage, and he's like, no, you're a stay-at-home mom, I feel like there's gonna be some tension there.
So garbage is strictly a man's duty, is what you're saying?
No, that is false. But I'm saying if I ask him to do like a simple little task here and there, he can't throw it in my face like,
sure. Now let's address the beer bottle to the head and the kick to the groin.
Okay, yeah, that is she it are they pregnant? Do we know that? Are they like, Do they even have kids, or we just talked about this?
I think they were just talking about it.
Okay, wow. Okay, well, they're probably not going to have kids now with this divorce coming up.
And the kick to the groin could really hamper that, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like abuse is not the answer. Abuse is, like, potentially a warning sign, and, like, we should probably get out of that relationship because things can escalate very much from there. I have a lot of social work classes, kids. I learn a lot about domestic violence. It's not good. There's healthy ways to go about a situation, and that was not a healthy way. So maybe it is best that they split up and go their own ways.
Yeah, I think it's not really fair for a woman to just suggest on her own to be a stay-at-home mom without both parties agreeing to it.
Mm-hmm. I get if you work from home, that's a different story.
Sure.
But yeah, especially if you're not really financially stable to have only one income, that's going to be hard.
Yeah, and then so for her to kind of get upset when he suggests that she can do it if she does the cooking and cleaning, and then saying no to that is just kind of like, I don't think it really makes sense on her part.
I feel like, I don't know, if you're going to be home all day, you might as well do something. Like, sure, play with your kid and be with them, but...
I'm going to interject. Kids can play with them themselves.
They can, but you can still play with them at moments.
No, when they actually need iPads.
Absolutely, yep.
Fuck. Oh, my God. I need to interject real quick. No, I'll let you
guys
finish.
Didn't you do that already?
No. I'll let you guys finish. I think that kids should be able to play on their own without electronics. Amen.
I think that goes without saying.
But parents nowadays, they just give their... They're like, here, have
Kelsey's
my iPhone.
Angry because this was her ex-boyfriend.
No, this is every person that I know.
Yeah, because it's say. Easy. It's the easy
Throwback
solution.
To the unengaged episode.
Yes.
Great episode.
Every parent that I know, every kid... We were even watching TV the other day, 90 Day Fiancé, and I was like, wow, that kid is really well-behaved. Soon to find out that she was just sitting there playing games on grandma's phone the entire time. That's fucked up. Go on.
I think that wraps it up on that one.
Okay, but I've never been a stay-at-home mom.
Obviously, you're not even a mom.
Right, but I feel like that would be exhausting because you have meals, and then you have safety to ensure, and you have, like, make sure they don't swallow, like, a Lego or something. I don't know.
I mean, I've been a daycare provider. They usually don't swallow Legos.
But you've never been, like, an infant.
No, I did grade school.
Exactly. I feel like infants and like toddlers are way, shout out to heaven.
How much is daycare?
Expensive.
In a year.
Outrageous.
Is it more than what a female would make at like an average paying job?
It depends on what kind of daycare you're looking at. Because I know some of them, like if they provide meals and stuff, that is usually more expensive. And if they do field trips, that's more expensive.
And some are like daycare and preschool combined, and that's more expensive. And
so does it make more sense for the female to work and pay for daycare or stay at home?
Depends.
It
on
really
how much
does
you make.
Depend, but honestly, sometimes it is cheaper just to have one income and not pay for daycare because daycare is that outrageous. If you have more than one kid, it's usually cheaper just to not work and watch them yourself.
Okay.
I can't speak to that, but I know daycare, from what I've heard, daycare is ridiculously expensive.
I'm just going to wait for my mom to have nothing better to do, and then she'll just be my daycare provider.
Perfect. Let's get some health advice here, friends.
Oh, shit. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, I dealt with scabies.
Do not get a UTI, kids.
Oh, my God. They fucking hurt so goddamn bad. I literally can't sleep.
So this is a Reddit submission. God, the title...
I've never had one.
Of the submission is
UTI.
Title of the post, I may have accidentally swallowed a small piece of glass.
You would know.
Well, that's probably fine. You only cut your throat.
So I spent a lot of time on dinner tonight and I was exhausted.
Same.
What kind of dinner?
After that nasty rice.
I go to cut my pork chop.
Oh, yuck.
And
that's
accidentally knock the chop with the plate on the floor. The plate broke in half with just a few teeny tiny shards, but otherwise the pork chop did not touch the floor.
Oh, okay, good, because if it did, we have a 5-second rule.
Being pissed at the mess I now had to clean up and the time I spent cooking on dinner, I picked up my food, put it on the new plate, and after cleaning, proceeded to eat. Now I was eating my food finally, and towards the end of my meal, I hear a crunch.
Maybe he just had a bone.
Yeah, that could be more than just glass.
I spit my food out, and there's a triangle piece of glass about 1 centimeter long. I don't know if when I heard the crunch, I accidentally swallowed any, or if I had eaten any prior to that. I may be just being paranoid. But is there anything I should be looking out for in the next few days while my food digests?
Yeah, your poop.
Or any warning signs that warrant a trip to the doctor?
Good job, Kyra. Yes.
I am on a blood thinner, which is why I am worried.
If your butthole starts pooping or starts bleeding
I'm
when you poop.
I'm filing this under hashtag lesson learned and hashtag never do that again.
Okay, first of all, just because you heard a crunch doesn't mean it's glass.
Thanks for the help educating and the time to listen to my dumbass.
Just because you heard a crunch doesn't mean it's glass.
It could have just been your teeth hitting each other.
It could be you chopped or you cracked a tooth. I did that to my front tooth. But warning signs, like Kyra said, if you're bleeding out of your butthole, or there's blood in your stool or blood around your stools, that would mean that the glass has cut your intestines or abdominal cavity.
If you're bleeding while you poop, you should probably go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Probably, yes. They're going to stick a light up your butt, but it's only for diagnostic processes, so I hope you have good insurance. What was the question? Warning signs? Yeah, just because you heard a crunch, don't get yourself paranoid. Pork chops are disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson learned. They're dry as shit and gross. Mm-hmm. Don't ever eat them again.
They're made from a pig. Don't even.
But eat bacon. Amen.
No. Guys, speaking of that, are you done with your advice?
Don't get scabies.
Okay. Okay, so going back to the pig thing.
Okay, but I also have something else to add.
Not yet.
Okay.
So the pig thing... I found this painted picture of a pig.
Oh my god, are you done?
It was so freaking cute on Facebook like Marketplace. Hand painted? Did I not send you a picture of
it? No, where was it from?
Facebook Marketplace.
Like, where? Manda and Bismarck Lincoln?
Mandan. And it was so cute. And I was so excited because I was going to just put it in Casey's house. Who painted it? They've definitely bought it. But I was going to get it, and I messaged her. I was like, hey, girl, is this still available?
Ask her if you can get another one.
I would love to have it. And
then give me your phone.
This biatch goes, oh, no, it's not for sale anymore. And I honestly wanted to tell her that I was crying because I'm so sad. Ask her
if she'll paint another one.
She didn't paint it. She bought it. There's a price tag still on it.
Ask her. Okay, ask her if you can get another one.
Chad, look at how cute this is.
That's fucking quite the, ugly.
Quite the pig there.
It is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. Chad and I love how it's colorful.
No, Chad and Maya's house is way cuter than that. Amen. Onward.
I just want it.
We have a love letter from...
We're not there yet. We're playing a game now.
All right.
It's a prom review,
because
Madeline.
Because we are the best at prom.
Kyra was prom queen. I was not, although I went to prom like 8 right. times.
We're going to start it off with...
Kyra, how many proms did you go to?
2. You went to like 9.
I went to like 8 or 9, yeah. So, I'm a prom... Kyra and I are prom connoisseurs.
I don't even know what that means.
Me either. Onward.
Kyra, do you want to start us off with an adjective?
What's an adjective? There's a
prickly.
First page, it says a definition.
It describes.
We need a person in the room. I'm going to go with.
It says male or female.
Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm. It says male or female on there.
Good job, honey. We need an adjective.
Like a furry?
Sure. Kyra, plural noun.
Nasty.
Okay. Let's do.
Fuzzy
UTIs.
Adjective came courtesy of Jazzy with slimy.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to move it on to a noun.
Is that you or me?
It's me.
Okay, cool.
Shoes. And now we need a plural noun.
A plural noun. I'm going to go with testicle. Hairy testicles.
Right or left?
Well, if it's testicles, it's going to be bull.
Good answer. Good answer.
Thank adjective. You. Me?
Yeah.
Adjective. Let's do hazy. Is that an adjective?
Sure.
Okay.
We need a plural noun.
What's that? When you can like cut glass.
What?
Torpedo nipples?
Good one. I'm going to use that.
That's what I want.
You want torpedo nipples? Just take ice on them.
An adjective.
That's me? You. Oh, God, what's an adjective? Describes a noun?
It's the same thing every time you ask.
No, I literally don't remember. Adjective is... Describes a noun.
It describes. Anything that describes.
Wet.
Good answer. Good answer.
Ew. My sister understands. This is why we're twins.
We need a noun.
Oh, okay, noun.
Person, place, thing, or idea. That's Thank four you. Things. Let's idea. Do an idea.
I don't know what that means.
Like, Narnia.
Let's do kidney stone.
Okay, good answer, good answer.
Just one or multiple?
No, we only have one of them.
We? Who's we? Okay, we need a person in room male.
Obviously, Chadillac.
SpongeBob.
We've done that before, though.
Or the Pope.
Okay, well, I'm sorry we have the same three people and objects in the room. Which pope is
that? I think it's Pope Francis.
I think that's Pope Francis.
We'll go with that.
Although, if we do turn it over, we have Justice Rowley.
Cool. We need a person in room female. You.
Kyra Kaylee.
All right, we need an occupation. This was courtesy of Jazzy, sexy librarian.
What's the person that gynecologist?
We already got this from Jazzy.
Kyra, we need a number.
Oh, okay, let's do 2.79.
3.74159, that's pi.
Nope. We need a plural noun.
Pepperoni nipples.
I just tried to eat this microphone and didn't even realize
we were at Buffalo Wild Wings during fight night, and Cole Garmin shoved a beer glass completely in his
mouth. Oh my god, he's a deep throater. Is he gay?
Well, no, like the rim around inside his mouth.
He's a rim job in RJ.
All right, we went with pepperoni nipples on that one. Yes! Honey, we need a noun.
Orgasm.
Kyra, we need a noun, lastly.
Ooh!
Yellow ducks.
The prom review Mad Lib. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Here's a prickly review of the senior prom written by Kobe Bryant for our furry high school paper. The prom last night was more fun than a barrel of UTIs. The slimy design committee decorated the gym in an under the shoes theme. With shimmery blue streamers and inflated hairy testicles everywhere. It looked absolutely hazy. Mm-hmm. When the band, the Dirty Torpedo Nipples, took the stage, they played lots of wet songs, including their hit single, I Wanna Rock with a Kidney Stone. During a break in the music, Pope Francis and Kyra Kaylee were elected prom king and sexy librarian. And an elegant 2.79 course dinner was served. It included a choice of filet mignon, roasted pepperoni nipples, or poached orgasm. When all was said and done, it was truly a yellow ducks to remember. And that's a prom review Mad Lib.
Good answer, kids. Good answer. Not as funny as I thought it would be, but good job, Jazzy.
Did we use pepperoni nipples twice?
No, we had torpedo nipples.
And- oh.
Okay, Kyra, serious question.
Yeah.
I've never seen your nipples.
Okay.
Do you have pepperoni nipples?
No, they're about that big.
See, mine are tiny.
Was that about that big? About that
no,
long?
No, they're about that big.
See, mine are tiny compared to the girls that were in my nursing. Sorry, the girls in my class. When they came over, we undressed in front of each other, you know, naturally. And I received the news and found out that I have very small nipple. I do not have pepperoni nipples, so I don't think you have pepperoni nipples either.
I mean, I wouldn't say they're that big.
And what are Jackie's nipples like?
I don't know. Chad, would you say I have pepperoni nipples?
No.
Thank you.
All right, two things left to get to here, friends. Firstly, I think we need a Batman Love church pills. Update.
What?
Do we have a Batman church update? Kyra?
So apparently it would be illegal if this new Batman were to come in and catch the bat.
So catch the motherfucker by yourself and get
yes.
it out.
Yes, so we apparently can catch the bat ourselves, but because he's a trained professional, whatever that means or how you get that, he cannot get the bat. So we basically are back to ourselves again.
Okay.
And the bat is still in there?
So we haven't seen him on the cameras for a hot minute, and it looks like he's coming
died.
And going as he pleases, but we don't know how he's coming in or out. So this new Batman told us to make a bat house and put it in one of the trees because apparently the bats like that.
Like a birdhouse?
Almost. Okay. And then we were like, Well, are we going to attract more bats with this bat house? Because that's not what we want either. Point.
And how does a bat house differ from a bird house?
It's I don't think it does. Yeah, you just have a small slit, so it's pretty dark in there.
Okay. Well, aren't vampires bats?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they turn into
Updated on that.
No, because on Vampire Diaries, Damon, my boyfriend, Damon Salvatore,
Damon's the ugly one. Stefan is the hot
one. Ian Sommelhander, the things I would let him do to me
are unspeakable.
Anyways, he turns into a hawk.
I don't think that's correct.
I'm sure it is.
Should we call Caleb?
I got Kyra hooked on Vampire Diaries, and the acting is so fucking bad. It's horrible, but it's so addicting. You have to watch Outer Banks. Please watch Outer Banks. If you love me, you'll watch Outer Banks.
I'm finishing up In the Dark right now. The season two just came out.
Outer Banks is so much better. Mm-mm. Outer Banks.
We're going to end it with the opening of a Love Pill.
Oh my gosh, I was going to say, because we picked one. Okay, so I got these on February 20th, we'll say.
Why not?
No. You got them on Valentine's Day.
Did I, though? And with the whole move and all, they kind of got, you know, pushed to the guest bedroom where Kyra was staying.
Boo.
So we poured one out during break time when we were putting up the shower curtain, and we got this one. It's a blue pill.
You do not eat these, by the way.
No, good, which is what I thought Chad wanted me to do. And he is winking at me. Ooh, it's blue. So we're going to open up and read it to you because these were meant for just me. So it's a little pill. It's a little capsule. And you open it up and there's a little piece of paper that Chad so lovingly.
If you guys need a cute Valentine's Day idea, these were found off of Amazon. And then you write your own handwritten notes
inside them. But then you have to roll them, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like the other person's problem.
Okay, so this one says, it's upside down. Your body is a wonderland. That's not true. But thank you, honey.
That's a good one.
I will save this.
Good answer. Good answer, Chad.
Thank you. And approximately how many pills are in that jar when it started?
When it started, you said there was like 70 because there were 90 to start with and you didn't want to fill them all out.
Sounds like me.
So there wasn't a lot of love in the love
pills. So from January... January 14th was Valentine's Day. We didn't went out that night.
Nope, February 14th.
That's what I meant. February 14th. We went out that night to Naughty Bingo, so it would have been February 15th when I got this gift. So from February 15th to now, is that 70 days?
But you haven't been opening them daily, especially now that you moved in.
Yes, because I open like two. If I skip a day, I open two. And then I save them in my little box. And some of them are dirty and some of them are not. This one's not.
There was none left.
What? There's like 20. There's like a good.
Yeah, but all of them were just like Pinterest quotes.
Did y'all know that according to Alexandra Cooper, there's such a thing as ASMR porn where you just listen to girls moan and it gets you in the mood, apparently?
I thought ASMR itself was porn almost.
Oh, I don't know.
But Alexander, that's why the sounds were like a thing.
Alexander Cooper, before she gets ready to hook up with a guy, she just listens to ASMR porn. And she gets herself so psyched up, and then she hooks up with these guys. So good for her. Okay. I'm glad she does that. I am not courageous enough to do that on my family's plan, because I know that they can see that. Nor do I think I want to. I don't think listening to other girls moan is my thing. What about you, honey?
I think it's more for girls.
No,
absolutely not. I would not listen to that.
Girls do not listen to other girls moan.
She was a female giving the advice.
That's fine. That's her opinion. But I would personally like to listen to a male moan to me.
I don't think I want to listen to anyone moan.
All right, any final words, friends?
Yeah, I have a lot of final words. Like, Lana is not fucking real. And David, you need to get over her. And Yolanda, you need to get over Williams. And the lesbians, I don't know their names, Stephanie and Erica. Y'all weren't meant for each other. And Tanya and Sinjin. Don't get me started.
You know, guys, I've missed you lots. Call in next time. Give us some questions. Give us some thoughts, opinions.
Yeah, you motherfucking coworkers that are listening right now.
If you have any tips for putting up shower curtains, let us know.
No, it's already done.
We just have to do the shower caddy with adjustable pole.
Oh, the one you left half assembled on the bed?
Because we called you. It's going to be a stripper pole, too. Don't worry. Did y'all know that one of my coworkers looked at a house in Mandan and it had a stripper pole in the basement?
Like, actually?
Legitimately, he came down to the infirmary to tell us this. And he's like, living in Mandan is so much more expensive than living in Bismarck.
No,
and
Mandan is cheaper.
That's what I said. And he argued with me. I was like, fuck no. Mandan is way cheaper. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I know. The stripper pole had me so convinced, but my wife said no. And I was like, no. Like, no. Taxes are way cheaper in Mandan. And he wouldn't.
Jeremy says that houses are cheaper.
Who is Jeremy?
Jeremy Davis from Search, one of the adult leaders. The one that plays guitar.
He's a realtor.
And we love you all.
You Look Familiar is a web presence consulting podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. This is the best way to help us get discovered for new listeners. If you have questions, suggestions, or something interesting to tell us, leave us a voicemail at 701-203-3212. You can call or text. You can help support the podcast by becoming a Patreon patron. You'll get tons of perks, including shout-outs, early ad-free episodes, HD video of the show, and much more. Become a patron supporter now at youlookfamiliarpod.com and click Become a Patron. Any support is greatly appreciated and allows us to continue producing the podcast. Thanks for listening.